Simple board games and card games have brought people together for centuries. This weekend, the Marmalade Dog Gaming Convention at WMU will bring about 300 people from around the country together to play tabletop games. The event is put on by the Western Michigan University Gamers Guild. Every Friday night, members set up camp at the Bernhard Center to play games like Magic the Gathering, a trading card game in which players are wizards who battle against each other.
Jeff, I attack you for 3-3 for a strike.
He blocks it with the sapling.
Guild President Michael Ruck says there will be a lot of role-playing games at Marmalade Dog, like Dungeons & Dragons and Artemis, a Star Trek simulation you play by hooking a few computers together. But even if you're not into RPGs, Ruck says there will likely be a game there for you.
Anything you could think of in a tabletop setting will most likely be represented there.
But why play tabletop games when video games have become as complex and interactive as ever?
In a video game, you're limited to what the game program allows you to do.
That's Joe Solano. He and a few other members of the Gamers Guild are about to start a game of Dungeons & Dragons.
In a tabletop game like this, it's improvisation all over the place. You can improvise stuff and do just about anything.
In games like Dungeons & Dragons, for example, you can create your own character and control almost everything it does, from fighting to dialogue. Gamer Brandon Herman says games like this are much more social than so-called social games that you can play with friends or even strangers online.
They don't have, like, the interactivity of this. Like, WoW, you kind of all do your own thing and stuff like that, but in this, it's like his character and my character are best friends, and we're going to go do something crazy together, you know what I mean? It's like you can create relationships between the characters in game, and you can just do things together.
Here's Guild President Michael Rux again.
I think it's important to make a distinction between the Gnomer social gaming, where people get on Farmville and say, oh, help my farm, and then you do clicks for, like, I don't know how long people do it. I've never done it myself. And then, oh, that's a social because I'm helping my friends. And seeing someone face-to-face and sharing with them a gaming experience. And I think those are two different things. There's social gaming and social gaming.
Past Marmalade Dog conventions had video games, too, but Ruck says they just weren't that popular. However, gamers at this year's convention can fight each other inside the BattleTech pods.
A side of it slides open, and you get inside, and you're in a cockpit of a mech warrior, like a giant robotic suit.
But no matter how you game, Rux has this advice.
Try it. Try something new. Try something new every day. Even if that's coming and rolling some dice, because you'll never know what you're going to be into until you try it.
The Marmalade Dog Gaming Convention will be held this weekend at the Bernhard Center on Western Michigan University's campus.